Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The left fielder, Eddie Moore. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Charlie Robertson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Johnny Milges. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Braves nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright misplays the ball. That's an error on Wright. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Richborg moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson tags and scores. Richborg tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Pirates, 1. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates 1. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Burris reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burris scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. There goes Taylor. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates won. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 3-2, Braves. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner tags and scores. One out. It's Braves, 3, Pirates, 3. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham strikes out. Taylor throws to second to catch right, and Farrell lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Farrell. Two outs. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hornsby for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0-for-1 in the game. Milges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milges moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Milges scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Trainer reaches second base with a double. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Grantham reaches third base with a triple. Trainer scores. It's 6-3, Pirates. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grantham scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Pirates. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith pinch hits for Charlie Robertson. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Wirtz now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Trainer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Grantham moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Scott scores. It's 9-3, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Burris reaches second base with a double. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Pirates. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burris moves to third. One out. Jimmy Cooney pinch hits for Johnny Wirtz. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.